Thousands of Ghanaian youths take to the streets, voicing dissatisfaction with the country's leadership and demanding the release of 53 young protesters detained in September for protesting illegal mining. Joshua Boydo, a social media influencer turned activist, leads the rally. With an online following of about 2 million people, Boydo uses his platform to channel youth frustrations.
We are tired of the constant change between two parties, the two major parties in the country.
Boydo says he is observing a growing dissatisfaction with democracy among the youth and what they perceive as a lack of accountability from major political party leaders in Ghana, a country that has transitioned from a history of military coups to a beacon of regional stability.
They are talking about how this party was stolen from the people, and then when the other party comes, they don't hold them accountable. Basically, the youth want to see people in jail for stealing from the country.
88-year-old General Joseph Nunu Mensah, a veteran politician, empathizes with the youth.
I would have hated to become one of them today, but they have no hope.
Afrobarometer says that although 66% of Africans prefer democracy to other forms of governance, frustrations with unmet political and economic expectations has led 53% of those polled to express openness to military intervention. But Nunu Mensah, who was part of Ghana's 1978 coup, says military intervention is not an option.
Once you get the military involved in politics, you're on the way to destruction. It may take time, but it will come.
Nunu Mensah says the military's role is to safeguard the country and protect its democracy.
If you look at Sudan today, those military who are supposed to unite to defend Sudan are fighting for power. Fighting for power because power also corrupts.
In the last 10 years, Afrobarometer says there has been a sharp decline in Africans' preference for democracy, exacerbated by rigged elections. The organization stresses that ensuring free and fair elections is vital to reversing this trend.
That citizens can go to the polls and know that what they say at the polls will reflect the real will of the people, and that they can kick a government out if they misbehave. When elections become that effective, then the accountability relationship begins to build from there.
As Ghana prepares for elections next month, Boydo is rallying youth against voter apathy, urging them to remain hopeful and participate in the democratic process. Keeping quiet and giving up is not an option, Boydo says. Sana Anutod, VOA News, Accra.